This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in today. In today's episode, I'm going to share shifts, internal shifts you want to make when you want to hit the six-figure mark. Maybe you want to hit six figures this year, maybe over the next 12 months, maybe once in your life. I don't care where you are in your business right now or what is your timeline, but if you desire to grow your revenue, to grow the impact you make on the world, then this is definitely an episode you want to listen to. I'm 100% sure that you're going to find some golden nuggets and maybe even some shifts that you can implement right away. Also, if this resonates, if you are somebody who has a desire to work, to build, to scale towards those six figures, I want to invite you to the Six Figure Leader Online Live Event. It's an event that is from the 4th until the 6th of March. And so it's 3 days and it contains a two masterclasses. One masterclass is going to be all about the strategy. I'm going to give you all the tools, the business model, the offer, the scaling strategies, the lead generation strategies, leadership authority. I'm going to talk to you about all those things. And in the second masterclass, obviously, it's about the other part that's super important, which is the inner game. What are the mindset shifts that you have to make? What are the energy shifts you want to make? Who do you have to become in order to get to those goals? Also, I'm going to share with you how you can do it in 24 hours, because that's the way I did it. So that's 100% possible. And I'm going to give you some insights on that. So it's going to be super valuable. It's going to be super fun. And you're invited. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes. So if you want to sign up, you can find the link there. And just know that you're more than welcome, regardless of where you currently are in your business. I really don't care. What matters is that you feel that desire and you're ready to go for it. That's what matters. All right? Okay, so now let's dive into today's episode. The first shift I want to share with you is stop asking yourself, how can I get there? And start asking yourself, why am I not there yet? Now, a lot of coaches recommend you to do exactly the opposite. They say, stop asking, why am I not there yet? And start asking, how can I get there? And I get that. I get where they come from. Where they come from is, you know, when you ask, why am I not there yet? It's kind of desperate. It's kind of needy. It's a question you ask, but you're not really actually looking for an answer. And so when you ask how, it's more empowering. I get where they come from, but honestly, try to do the opposite. Try to ask yourself without any judgment towards yourself, literally, why am I not there yet? What's the gap between where I am now and where I want to go? And what do I know internally of why am I not there yet? This is a question that I started asking myself, and it's a total game changer for me, honestly. So, but again, it's important to not have any judgment towards yourself, you know, because then this question just becomes torture. That's not what you want. You want this to be empowering. And I personally believe that everybody's route to six figures is completely different. I have my path and you have your path that is most fulfilling to you, that is most rewarding to you, your personal path. And so I definitely believe in, you know, looking at strategies that work. You don't have to figure it out everything from scratch, because there are a lot of things that work already and you can just figure out what works for you. But definitely, I also believe in asking yourself, because you already know so much about what's gonna get you from A to B. And that's why this question is so empowering. So I would wanna advise you, take 10 minutes, ask yourself this question and write down everything that comes up. And you'll probably have a big part of your plan and the actions that you gotta take right there in front of you. The next shift you wanna make is stop waiting and start moving as if success is guaranteed. How would you move? How would you act if you knew you were gonna be successful? If you knew for sure you were going to be successful, how would you show up? You wanna show up like that. Stop waiting. Do you know this quote? When you wait, the universe waits. I kind of like that, because I do believe it works like that. If you know, you gotta take a step before things really start moving, and you wanna be really proactive here. So get rid of the attitude, when? Then, when I get to this point, then I will launch the program that I have in mind. When I have this many followers, then I will organize an event. When I hit this revenue goal, then I will do another photo shoot and, you know, level up my branding. You want to stop that right away. Catch yourself when you say that and stop it, because it's slowing you down. You want to do all those things right now. Probably not all at the same time. I'm definitely the kind of person, I love to make a good plan, you know, and do things one by one. But start doing them right now. Another shift you want to make, and that is, know in your heart of hearts that you will get there anyway. This is something that's brought me a lot. Tap into that deep feeling of faith and knowing that you'll get there one day. I ask to my clients sometimes, do you know deep, deep down inside of you that you're going to get to that goal? And 90% of them will say yes. Some of them will say, I know in my heart of hearts that I'll be a millionaire. Like, they know. If they really go to that intuitive inner knowing, they know that they're gonna get there. So you wanna tap into that feeling of internal knowing in your heart of hearts that this is gonna work. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to get there. I don't know when. I don't know how, but I know I'm going to get there. This is going to be so helpful on your journey, because you're going to face challenges and you're going to things are going to work out and things are not going to work out and you're going to fail, you know. And so it's a bumpy road. And when you're able to stick with that feeling of inner knowing that I'm going to get there anyway, I just don't know when and don't know how, that's super, super empowering. Next shift, be willing to fail. This is a big shift that got me from the 40-50k mark to the 100k mark. Being willing to fail. More success means you've had more failures. That's all it is. And so willingness to fail is therefore a super important attitude. Like I said, action, taking actions, moving forward is what you want to do when you want to get to the six-figure mark. And therefore, you have to be willing to fail. Because if you're not willing to fail, you're going to hold back, right? You're not going to do a lot of things because you're not willing to fail. You're protecting yourself. And so if you're not willing to fail, you're going to be holding back a lot. And that's exactly what won't get you to the next level. So this is something that you really want to reframe for yourself, failure. That's the key here. So right now, what does it mean for you, failure? What does it say? And a lot of people, they will answer this question with, well, when I fail, when this doesn't work out, that means that I'm a bad person, or I'm a bad entrepreneur, or I'm a bad service provider, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy enough. And obviously, if you think that is what failure means, you're not going to want to fail. Because you don't want to come to the conclusion that you're not worthy enough and you're not good enough. And so you have to reframe failure for yourself. And I just started to see failure as part of my success. I just started to see failure as data. Okay, it didn't work. You know, what can I do to make it work? Why didn't it work? What shifts do I need to make? And I do something else. It doesn't mean anything about me. My worthiness is never dependent on anything at all, ever. That's the shift, a very important one you want to make. Another thing is ask yourself, what do I want from those six figures? Why do I want it? What is it going to make me feel? We want the things in our life because they make us feel a certain way. They make us feel wealthy. They make us feel accomplished. They make us feel worthy. They make us feel proud. Ask yourself, whatever your goal is, why do I want it? For me, for example, what's very important is that I live my full potential. That for me is very important. It makes me feel a sense of inner peace, really. That's another really important thing for me. I feel like a sense of peace. And so the next question is, can I feel like that now? So ask yourself the question, what do I want from this goal? Why do I want it? How do I want to feel? And can I feel like this now? And you can. obviously, the answer is you can. You can shift your feelings. It might sometimes not seem that way, but we are actually in control of our feelings. You can shift your feelings, and the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. And the more you step into those feelings, you know, the easier the process will be also, because you'll experience more flow. And then I immediately want to get to the next shift, which is stop wanting it to be effortless. When you scroll through social media, you are getting this message a lot. I did this one thing and it got me this amazing result. When I mastered this strategy, I got this incredible result. When I started living through my human design, everything started falling into place, right? A lot of marketing, a lot of promises, also a lot of lies. And it's making us think that when it's taking time, or when it feels like an effort, that something is wrong with us. But just know that that's not true. You gotta make an effort. It's just not effortless. And I think that it's super helpful to stop thinking that it should be effortless. I think that that can work against you. My promise, for example, is that you can get to six figures in 24 hours a week. But I'm not saying that that's effortless. You also should know that within those 24 hours, I work hard. I don't call it hard work. Why not? Because I don't think that working 24 hours a week is hard work. I could be in an office working from 9 to 6, you know, doing something that I don't like in an environment that I don't like, and something that somebody else wants me to do. I think that's hard work, you know. So this is gonna be major. Stop it wanting to be effortless. Be willing to put in the work and make an effort. It's going to make a huge difference. Another shift you want to make is you want to peel off another layer of the good girl syndrome. I'm saying it in that way because I don't think you can get rid of it like from one day to another or even from one year to another, because when I look at myself, I'm still peeling off layers of this syndrome. As women, we have learned to not be too much, to not be too loud, to not be too salesy, to not be too out there, to not be the center of attention, to not, I don't know what. It's so deeply ingrained in us that, like I said, I'm still peeling off layers. So I would just want to invite you to peel off one layer, you know, peel off one layer. Where do you still hold back? Where do you still feel like, you know, I would want to post this kind of picture or have this kind of branding, but I feel like I'm not allowed to do that. Or I would want to, you know, take the stage more and speak my truth, but I still feel like I'm not allowed to do that. I would want to raise my prices, but I feel like I'm not allowed to do that. If you find yourself asking yourself, or, you know, feeling deep inside yourself that you have to make yourself smaller, ask yourself, okay, what is one thing I can do? What is one thing I can break through with your message, with your branding, with your prices? Because here's your permission slip. You are allowed to do all these things. You make the rules here. You're in charge. And I feel like this is a big deal. Overall, you want to change your thoughts radically. Install a bullshit radar for limiting beliefs like my audience doesn't want to invest, or I'm not a good copywriter, or I can't, or I have kids, or it's not the time, or I don't have time, or I'm not feeling it, or I don't have to get rich. You know, observe, learn to observe your own thoughts and learn to notice whenever those thoughts are not in alignment with where you want to go. And keep reminding yourself of the fact that your thoughts are voluntary. You can change your thoughts. You can change your thoughts whenever you decide to. It's all a decision. You are in charge of what you think. You can think empowering thoughts or you can think unempowering thoughts. And you want to think those, you want to shift those thoughts. And that's something that it's an ongoing process for sure. It's an ongoing process. Beautiful people, those were the shifts that I wanted to share with you today. I hope that it's inspired you. I hope that you are taking some of those shifts and implementing them right away. Again, thank you so much for listening, and until the next podcast episode. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.